Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the key provisions of the CARES Act was providing an additional $600 a week in unemployment benefits. Now, that's expired and has not yet been replaced, at least not as of this very moment, though I suspect they are diligently working on that as we speak. If you're feeling the financial pressure of the expiration of the CARES Act or just feeling the economic impact of the meltdown, Nicole Watson has some ideas on what to do if and when those unemployment benefits are exhausted. Nicole is a senior vice president and territory director of consumer services at UMB Bank. Nicole, I appreciate you joining us today on Inside Austin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, for somebody who's really counting on those extra $600 when they dry it up and when they will dry up again if they ever come back again, what are the first steps that somebody can take when the benefits get cut or they run out or the money runs dry? What are the first steps that people can take?
Well, first of all, it can be overwhelming to find yourself in this situation. One thing people can do right now is to create a budget and stick to it. This is not only to save money, but also allows people to see where they can cut expenses. For many people, cutting expenses has been kind of a theme through 2020. So you may already be familiar with, you know, where your money is going. But it's still useful to take another really hard look at where you're spending and consider ways to reduce costs. For example, if you've grown accustomed to delivery service for groceries during the pandemic, you may have noticed you have an uptick in items that you would normally purchase. Impulse buying snacks, for example, can be just as easy as a click in the virtual shopping cart as it is in person. So just be mindful of that. Aim to cook more at home and stick to your must-have grocery needs. And if you have multiple subscriptions to streaming services such as Netflix and Hulu, pick one of your favorites and cancel the rest temporarily. This may seem like a small dollar amount, but it will add up over time.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm guilty of all of those things. My YouTube television is about to go up another $15 a month, and I'm really upset about that. So they're on the chopping block. And the other thing I think is a lot of people don't know where their money goes. Maybe somebody who's addressed it recently by trying to put a budget together. But I'm afraid that, and myself included, most of us Americans, we don't know where our money goes. And I think that is a big part of why a lot of us don't have any money in the bank.
Absolutely. When you take a hard look at your expenses, you write them down and track them, you'll be very surprised where your money goes, and then you can make some decisions to save some money.
And you can really attack this problem on two fronts. You can cut your expenses, and I guess the other thing is you can generate more revenue or more income or some income. What about that? Do you have any ideas on maybe picking up a job or generating income?
Absolutely. So as you're looking for that long-term work, try to find a part-time or temporary job in the meantime. Grocery stores and delivery companies such as UPS and FedEx are actively hiring in many regions. You can also look to work for independent contractors for companies such as Uber, Lyft, Instacart, Grubhub. I could go on and on. These side jobs don't necessarily have to become your permanent source of income, but it can help you bridge that gap until you find your full-time position. If you do decide to go down one of these routes, make sure you talk to a tax consultant about the tax needs that gets involved when you are in one of these services.
Yeah, there might be some income implications. Like when I've been on unemployment in the past, I think sometimes some of the money you generate from a part-time job, they'll take that away from your benefits in some cases. Now, whether or not that's true still, I don't know. And I think you make a good point about the delivery services, Favor, Grubhub. It's maybe better to earn money with Favor and Grubhub than spend it. And I find that when I'm at work, it's harder for me to spend money while I'm at work. And it's real easy for me to spend money when I'm at home not doing work. So I think that's a good point. So rather than spending money with Grubhub, maybe you can generate some revenue with Grubhub. And here in Central Texas, it seems like Amazon is always hiring. I think in Round Rock, they're about to open a new distribution center. I think they needed, I don't know, a few thousand more employees there. And I think they're putting up, they're opening a new distribution center down in Kyle as well. Now, what about credit cards? What should people be doing if they're falling behind on their credit card payments?
Well, times are tough, but creditors will be more understanding than you think. Please contact your creditor if you're falling behind. Especially if you don't think you can make your minimum payment, contact them, explain your situation, be brutally honest, and find out if you can get a lower interest rate, minimum or lower your minimum payment, or even payment deferral altogether. Similarly, if you think you're falling behind on your mortgage too, not only credit cards, but your mortgage, get in touch with your landlord or your mortgage company. Explain your situation. And again, you may be surprised what they're willing to do to help you during this time.
Yeah, I'm guessing these days you're not the only person making that phone call if you're going to make that phone call.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people in the same boat. And the worst thing I think you can do is, and I've heard this before from other experts, is just refuse to open your mail or put your head in the sand and completely ignore it. That is never going to help. It's not going to solve your problem. And it's probably going to make things worse, right?
It is. But I understand the emotional side of kind of deferring that decision or looking at those things. But I can't tell you how much you have to just open up that mail, make some phone calls. You will feel better after you're done.
Yeah, even if you can't make a payment, I think making contact is key, right?
Absolutely. Communication, open, honest communication. They'll be way more willing to work with you. Trust me.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Nicole Watson. She's a Senior Vice President and Territory Director of Consumer Services at UMB Bank. Now, Nicole, what about federal assistance programs or maybe regionally or even sometimes locally? A lot of these things are kind of similar from state to state. Are there federal programs available for people or people with families?
Absolutely. Even though federal and state unemployment benefits expire, there are other government programs that are around that can help. First of all, temporary assistance for needy families. Each state has a temporary assistance for needy families program, which can help with food stamps, financial support, job training, and searching. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, this federally food stamp program can help with food purchases and other qualified items. There's Medicaid. If you're underemployed or unemployed, Medicaid can help provide medical benefits and services. And then last, there's WIC. If you're unemployed or low-income woman with a special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children, which is called WIC, can help you provide food, nutritional support. If you're pregnant, breastfeeding, postpartum, or have children under the age of 5. So many different programs for you to call and work with.
Now, that's the federal programs. What about local, like nonprofits? Is there a way for somebody to navigate kind of some of the options that might be available to them here in Central Texas?
Yes, nonprofits is another great resource for helping keeping your kitchen staff, preparing for interviews, babysitting assistance, and many other things. If you're not sure, make sure you lean into the 211 call center. Just dial 211 and they can help you and direct you with all the different services in your area.
The first time I learned about 211 was yesterday when I was prepping this interview. Is that relatively new or has that been around for a while?
It's been around for several years. It's been around for a while.
I think 211 needs a new publicist.
Agreed. I haven't heard about it for a couple of years. But yeah, it's around and it's a great resource for people who need it.
Nicole, the pandemic, it's been an economic wake-up call, I think, well, for everybody, really. And for people who haven't received the wake-up call, I think it's because they just keep hitting maybe ignore on that wake-up call. Yeah. What advice would you offer to people who maybe they'd like to stop in the long term, living paycheck to paycheck? A lot of people living with zero savings. What are some things people can do to kind of turn that around?
At UMB, we're always here to help provide support, guidance for our customers, navigate them through those difficult situations. So I would advise you to reach out to your bank to discuss the financial education and different relief measures they have in place. I also would recommend you sit down with a partner, spouse, trusted family member, a friend, and openly talk about your finances. Get advice. Also create a budget, and please stick to it and be relentless. Hold yourself accountable to it. Have a friend or spouse or someone also help you work on that together and hold each other accountable. Start saving. It's important to start small. It may be overwhelming and thinking there's no way I can save, but look at your everyday choices. Look at your budgeting there. And consider possibly having a garage sale and start that savings account with the proceeds or a big item in your house that you no longer need. So definitely keep those things in mind. Keep track of your money like we talked about earlier. Keep track of the money going out of your household and understand how much cash you bring in so you can create a budget and stick to it. This is also a good time to get creative, like I mentioned. Talk to your kids, talk to your friends and family members, whether it's a sale or a specific item or another job, to get kind of all hands on deck as a family. Once you've created that emergency fund, save it for just that. Try to avoid using it for unnecessary purchases. If you feel stuck, pick up the phone and call your creditors and ask for help.
Yeah, I think key is knowing how much you make, and some people don't really know, and where it goes. I think it's not uncommon. In fact, it's probably very likely for Americans, no matter how much we make, we spend it all and then some. So when problems arise, we just don't have the savings to weather the storm. And I think it's an important kind of consideration to know that while this pandemic is unique, it's unprecedented, as we always say, there's always something else further down the road, whether it's another one of these, who knows, or maybe a layoff or medical issue. There's all kinds of things that you just can't control, but it's nice to have a little pile of cash or even a big pile of cash to help get you through it.
Absolutely. And it's easy to plan for things when things go wrong, but when things are going well, that's the time to sit down, create your budget, and get that savings account started so that you can use that savings account when emergency occurs like these things.
And Nicole, I'll give you the last word, the last 60 seconds or so. What did we leave out today? What would you like to add to our conversation here on Inside Austin?
I will say this is hard times for our country and for our world, actually. And money and finances is a hard conversation, a hard look at yourself and what's going on. And sometimes it's without anything we've done wrong that we're in a position we are. Don't be a hero. Reach out for help. Get a plan together. And there will be light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of people out there who want to help. So make sure you ask.
All right. That's Nicole Watson. She's a Senior Vice President and Territory Director of Consumer Services at UMB Bank. Nicole, I appreciate you joining us today here on Inside Austin.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.